I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, June 13th. There's been some major changes in leadership in the Quincy Public Schools. Keith Ford is now the new principal of Quincy High School after just completing his first year as principal at North Quincy High School. Former Quincy High principal Larry Taglieri has been named the director of academic programs. Taglieri will join the curriculum team at the Coddington Building. And Daniel Gilbert has been appointed principal of North Quincy High School. Gilbert has been principal at Broad Meadows Middle School for 9 years. Also, Michael Marini becomes principal at Broad Meadows. He's been principal at the Snug Harbor School for 5 years. Courtney Mitchell is now principal at Southwest Middle School. She was the Marymount School principal. Marissa Forrester is principal of the Beechwood Knoll School. Janet Loftus returns as principal at Lincoln Hancock School after serving as the Beechwood Knoll principal. Susan Shea Connor will be acting principal at the Marymount School, and Scott Perfetto is acting principal of Snug Harbor. The school department also hired its first director of equity, diversity, and inclusion. Kim Ning Connolly will be joining Quincy from the Boston Public Schools, where she was most recently the director of recruitment, cultivation, and diversity. Connolly holds a BA from Boston University and a master's in business administration from Babson College. The North Quincy boys volleyball team advanced to the Division II tournament semifinals with a 3-0 win over Nipmuc on Friday night at North Quincy High. With that win, the number one seeded Raiders play number 4 Milford tonight at 6 at Framingham High School. North Quincy has not lost a game in the tournament. Milford advanced to the semifinals with 3-0 wins over Boston Latin Academy, Lower Catholic, and a 3-2 win over Wayland. After their round of 8 win over Nipmuc on Friday, the Raiders were presented a trophy and a banner as a Division II Final Four champion. North has not lost a volleyball match this season since its opener April 6th at home against Greater New Bedford. The Raiders' record to date, including the tournament, 17-1. Quincy officials are investigating the city's Flag Day fireworks display as the cause of a marsh fire on Saturday night. Video shows flames in the Meadowbrook Road area on Pine Island, not far from where the fireworks were launched from. No one was hurt. The fire was quickly doused. The Quincy City Council will be meeting tonight to discuss a proposal from Mayor Thomas Koch to borrow $53 million to continue the redevelopment of Quincy Center. Those funds would be used to purchase 3 properties along Hancock Street in Quincy Center for redevelopment. The American Red Cross will hold a community blood drive in Quincy today from 1 to 7 at the Sons of Italy Hall on Quarry Street. You can call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org to make an appointment. A Hingham teen has been charged with boating while intoxicated after allegedly crashing a boat on Lake Sunapee in New Hampshire Saturday night. State police said that 19-year-old Michael Smith was driving the boat when it crashed and that another person was also in the boat at the time. Police said they got a call about a boat crash near the Lake Sunapee Yacht Club at about 10 o'clock Saturday night. Police said they responded to the scene. Upon arrival, officers found a 22-foot master craft boat about 20 feet onto shore, resting on a steep hill in some trees and brush. 2 people were still in the boat, not injured. Crash was reportedly heard across the lake at Blodgett Landing in Newbury. Anybody who witnessed the boat crash is asked to contact New Hampshire State Police. The pilot of an ultralight aircraft was found uninjured Saturday afternoon after his plane crashed into a wooded area near a bog in Middleborough. Police said that just after 3 p.m., police and fire responded to the bogs in the area of Thomas Street on a report of a plane crash. Upon arrival, They found the pilot of a single-passenger ultralight aircraft had already gotten out of the plane and was not harmed. The pilot, a 66-year-old Plymouth man, did not decline medical treatment. Police said the preliminary investigation indicates that the engine may have failed, causing the plane to crash. The FAA has been notified. Work inside the Sumner Tunnel in Boston is underway. It's causing confusion and traffic jams all around the area. Was the first weekend of a 9-month stretch of work being done on the 88-year-old tunnel. The heavily used tunnel will be closed on weekends for the next 36 weeks, except on major holidays, while repairs and renovations take place. The tunnel will reopen on Mondays at 5 a.m. Construction's being done because the tunnel is deteriorating and needs a major renovation. Traffic will be rerouted through the Ted Williams Tunnel, or winding routes through Revere and Chelsea. MassDOT admits increased traffic congestion is unavoidable for the 2-year, $157 million restoration project. It's encouraging people to avoid driving altogether and take the Blue Line subway. Phase 2 of the project, the tunnel will be closed completely from May 2023 to September 2023. The Mass Department of Public Health yesterday reported 2 more cases of monkeypox. The 2 men who contracted monkeypox had close contact with each other and are not believed to be linked to the state's first case of monkeypox last month. Monkeypox typically spreads by skin-to-skin contact or contact with contaminated clothing or bedding. Most patients suffer fever, body aches, chills, and fatigue. Others might develop a rash and lesions. The disease is rarely fatal, but health officials are keeping a close eye on it. The latest monkeypox patients are currently isolating themselves. The latest U.S. data indicates there have been nearly 50 cases of monkeypox, including the first case in Massachusetts on May 18th. You're in trouble no more. The MBTA hopes with a new program to tackle public urination in system elevators with some technology. The MBTA, which services Boston and the surrounding area, launching a pilot program this summer in which urine detection sensors will be placed in 4 downtown elevators. The sensors alert transit ambassadors who can dispatch a cleaning crew. The sensors on the ceiling of an elevator have an attached fan, which allows them to suck in air and basically smell what's present, according to project manager Megan Collins. The pilot program kicks off in August. Data will be collected for several months before the agency makes a decision about whether to implement the program by year's end. The T hopes the program alleviates problems. Collins said public urination is not only unsanitary, but can damage elevators. Check of business news this morning. Stocks opened the day in negative territory. The Dow was down 880 points on Friday. The NASDAQ lost 414. The S&P dropped 116. Shares sank in Asia today. The dollar rose. The euro fell. Oil at almost $119 a barrel. In sports, it is a crucial game 5. Celtics at Golden State. Tonight at 9 p.m., the NBA Finals all tied up at 2 games apiece right now. Red Sox beat the Mariners in Seattle yesterday 2-0. They'll be back home tomorrow night at 7 against Oakland. Forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, maybe a scattered shower storm in the morning, maybe some clearing later and a high in the low 80s. For tonight, clearing, a low 62. Tomorrow, sunny, pleasant, high of 82 degrees. Wednesday, partly cloudy, high 77. Thursday, partly cloudy, high 79. The boater waves about a foot. Light southerly winds, high tide at 11 a.m. Sunrise at 5:06, set at 8:21. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Monday, June 13th.